I showed up for my first full day of work at the special counsel's office in Washington on the morning of June 5, 2017. The offices that the government had initially assigned us were cavernous and windowless, an unused basement of the Justice Department's Patrick Henry Building, two blocks north of the mall. The space was located behind two steel doors off the lobby and down a long hall into the bowels of the building. It felt hollow and almost forgotten, like a back-office mailroom. We were told that until recently it had housed attorneys in the Justice Department Civil Rights Division, which is responsible for upholding some of our nation's most precious ideals. The Trump administration was gutting the division. Walking in that morning, I could not help but appreciate the irony that our team was now moving in. Robert Mueller had been appointed as special counsel 3 weeks earlier. His small staff so far consisted largely of people like myself who had worked with Mueller previously, though some were strangers to me. This reflected Mueller's strong preference for surrounding himself with colleagues he knew and trusted to work with enough tenacity to meet his exacting expectations. The director, as I still referred to him, had little patience for incompetence or listlessness. If he thought you were hand-wringing unnecessarily or puttering around on a case without a sufficient sense of urgency or purpose, he'd subject you to a favorite direction. Stop playing with your food. Mueller had already established a structure for our investigation. The special counsel's probe would be carried out by three principal teams, Team R, Team M, and Team 600, each with its own complement of attorneys, FBI agents, and analysts, and a small shared squad of paralegals. Team R would cover everything related to Russian interference in the 2016 election, unless it involved Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and his cohorts. Team M would probe Manafort's activities and those with whom he worked. Team 600, meanwhile, would examine obstructions of justice, either before the special counsel had been appointed or after. Team 600 was named after the number in the department's special counsel internal regulations that gave us the mandate to examine obstruction. Mueller assigned me to lead Team M, the Manafort team. But other than me, Team M did not yet exist. I had no other prosecutors, investigators, or analysts. The woman who stepped forward to greet me as I walked in was a prototypical Mueller employee. Beth A. McGarry had worked as an assistant U.S. attorney under Mueller decades ago when he was the U.S. attorney in San Francisco. Now, he'd coaxed her out of retirement and tasked her with overseeing the office's operational functions. Everything from the bureaucratic maneuvering required to bring over personnel from other divisions of the Justice Department to outfitting our office with all the supplies we'd need to do our work. The job amounted to building an aircraft for us while we were already up in the air trying to fly it. But Mueller knew McGarry was up to the challenge. She was immaculately organized, adept, and as blunt as a firecracker. Before long, we would all start calling her by her initials. BAM. After exchanging information about all the different people we knew in common, a cherished ritual among longtime career Justice Department attorneys, BAM cut off our chit-chat to get to work. What do you need? She asked. I could use a team, I said. BAM laughed and walked me to my office, which contained only a desk and a chair, the same inexpensive Unicore furniture built by prisoners that many government offices use. It would be a few days before I had luxuries like a bookcase, whiteboard, and a chair for visitors, much less a working computer. The entire workplace had the same spare institutional feel as my office. It clearly had been completely empty before we got there. We knew these cavernous digs were temporary. The special counsel's office would be moving into another building shortly. And this gave us a squad of single-minded workaholics to begin with. Even less incentive to spruce the place up. I'd brought over some boxes from my office as the head of the criminal division's fraud section, but I didn't even bother moving in